Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The story is almost unthinkable, but then there's that small little segment of your of your brain that kind of sees it.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Right? Of somebody, you know, a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
Sleeping with your daughter, doing drugs with her.
What, you know, allegations of sex and you snap and bam.
I can see it. Dad went a little far.
And what dad hasn't said this to his wife? If that blankety blank, I'm going to shoot him.
Yeah. Well,
those are the allegations represented by the suspect in this case. So the story is that this gentleman is in jail.
41-year-old Beaver Falls man, criminal homicide, aggravated assault charges after police say he fatally shot a 17-year-old pizza shop employee.
Wow.
This was Friday. Because the boy got his daughter on drugs or coke.
My gosh. Is it Michael DiBiagio? Let's ask David Schrager, who represents Michael.
Hi, David.
David, how are you, sir?
How are you? How are you both?
Good, good.
So, well, David, this is a tough one, brother.
Yeah.
You know, obviously I'm at the beginning of my investigation and we're still putting the facts together. But from what the allegations are, you know, it's just a terribly tragic situation. I know that Mr. DiBiagio has no criminal record whatsoever. He's a respected member of his community. All reports I've gotten are just what a great person he is. And, you know, two families' lives have been horribly fractured. And as I said, we're still working on getting all the facts together. But at the end of the day, it's a horrible tragedy.
Yeah, so is there just like a snapping point? I mean, that's got to be some kind of a concept here, right?
Great question.
Well, you know, I can't get too far into the facts of this particular case, but certainly we see cases wherein people just who are otherwise law-abiding, ordinary citizens, and something happens. Usually, a lot of times, it's about a loved one. I mean, what type of, you know, the love of for a child.
Yep.
And how much you want to love and protect your kids.
Indescribable.
You know, and I hear the expression all the time from my female friends who are mothers, mama bear, right? And if somebody messes with their kid, you know, they turn into a bear. I don't know exactly what happened here. That's what I'm going to be working on. I'm going to be working on this case and these defenses. But, you know, certainly I think every parent can identify at least a little bit with feeling protective for your child and willing to take things to an extreme.
Hey, David, we've heard of a crime of passion defense. Does that exist in a case like this, sir?
Well, certainly we look at the mens rea or state of mind of the person. Sometimes in certain cases, the facts really aren't in dispute. What we have to look at is what is the person's state of mind. And oftentimes I'm handling cases where people's mental health or mental state can really dictate which way the charges are handled. You know, certainly I'll be looking very carefully at those factors in this case.
You know, we're talking to attorney David Schrager, talking about this terrible case of a father allegedly shooting and killing the 17-year-old boyfriend of his 15-year-old daughter. David, how hard is this as, you know, you've been doing this for years and years, but you see such pain and suffering on both sides?
I got to tell you, the other day I cried walking away from a family because I see... It's not just the defendants. I see all the pain. I see the people being separated from their loved ones. I see it all the time. And some of the people did things and have to take responsibility in certain cases that I have. But some of the people are just, you know, the children or the parents or the loved ones. They didn't do anything and they have to, they're
collateral
all
damage.
Interconnected.
Yeah.
Collateral damage. And whenever someone does something, it doesn't just affect one person, it affects everybody. So it's just, you know, it is heartrending. It's a lot. I'm used to it. But even, you know, it affects, I think anybody who works in the system to say they're completely unaffected by this, it would have to be pretty insensitive.
According to Newcastle Police, Michael DiBiagio literally called this kid, said, I want to talk to you.
Went to his pizza shop.
Went to the pizza shop, shot him in the arm, right?
Right, and then apparently he
shot him in the head, executed him right in the parking lot. Right. I mean, David, I mean, you don't get more cold-blooded than that, but you don't describe this guy as a cold-blooded killer.
Well, you know, we use the term cold-blooded, but we also use, said Marty, about heat of passion or heat of the moment, right? Cold-blooded to me is, hey, I'm going to give you 10 grand to kill my enemy, right? I don't think this was necessarily that, but again, I'm developing the facts. I'm working on it. This happened recently. Man. But like, as I said, certainly his state of mind and what was going on, and as you mentioned, the allegations are that this person was involving his daughter or getting his daughter on drugs. I think, you know, I don't know. I'm still working on it.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine what the young man's family is going through.
Oh, gosh. Have you talked to the guy? Have you talked to this guy, this suspect?
Well, I don't want to get too far into the facts, Marty. But, you know, what I can tell you is that no matter what, my heart goes out to both families. The family of the young man have to be destroyed.
Oh, my.
The family that is of the defendant,
they're ruined too.
Chaos.
Right.
How many lives are affected by one person? By, you know, that's what I'm talking about, is that we have these things that we do and they affect all the people around us. We're all interconnected.
Yeah.
David,
right.
Can you send a message? Yeah. Do you have as a guy who's handled this for so many years and seen this sort of thing before, can you send a message to folks listening who do get just, they snap? Can you tell them? How do you back off on something like this?
Well, you know, I think all of us remember that how I think of it is we have our clear thoughts and our clear mind. And emotions, especially powerful ones, right? They can hijack your free thinking and hijack your brain.
Well said.
And make you do something. You know, we're talking about primitive parts of the brain. The most primitive parts of the brain are taking over for, like, the part we call the human part, the part that lets us think and make rational decisions. And when all that energy comes into the brain, it's like a big red wave, and the people stop thinking clearly. What I would tell anybody is take a break, wait, pause, give it a couple days. I do that with business.
With anything. Decisions. Oh, yeah. When you're upset about something and you want to go off on somebody, if you sit on it, you're like, ooh, I'm glad I didn't do that.
Sit on it, wait a second, hold, and let yourself come to a clear-headed place where you can make an intelligent decision.
David,
we should never make decisions under extreme emotions. It's not a good policy.
Wow. We appreciate you, David Schrager. Thank you very much for your time. Good luck with this case.
Both.
It's going to be
a
tough one.
Thank you so much. I always enjoy being on. Thank you so much.
Take care. Mm. Wow.
Man.
Sad.
For every dad out there, because this crosses your mind. Mm. If someone does something like that to my daughter, I'll blow his brains out. And this guy did it. It looks like it anyway. And now his life has changed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.